This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Kim, K-I-M, Little, L-I-T-T-L-E, date of birth April 26 of 1954. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Little with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. His last visit was May 23rd of this year. His wife was ill with COVID infection last month, but he did not contract it. He had no symptoms whatsoever and did not test positive for COVID. She's feeling better and he's feeling fine. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No cloudiness or blood in the urine, and no incontinence, no claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the chlorthalidone, 25 milligram. He takes a half tablet daily, and the potassium chloride, 30 mil equivalent daily with the chlorthalidone. And colchicine, atenolol, Norvasc, and allopurinol. Also, vitamins and Anacin, one tablet daily. Physical examination, his weight is 220 pounds, and that is stable. Pulse 61 and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 94. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 17th of 2022. Hemoglobin is normal at 16.3 with normal white count, normal platelets. Sodium 141, potassium is 3.8, carbon dioxide 28, creatinine is 1.42, which is stable, estimated GFR is 54, albumin 4, and phosphorus is 3.2. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. No progression of disease. 2, hypertension near to goal. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He will follow a low-salt diet, and he'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. He'll have a follow-up visit by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.